Things changed for me when I had an enemy, a true enemy that I despise, that must be defeated. Who or what is your enemy? And how can you use this concept to propel your results and break through your self-imposed limits? Welcome to Limitless. Welcome to The Limitless Podcast. So glad that you are here. My name is Alex. I put this together because I believe in your potential. I believe it's infinite. I believe you can do anything you set your mind to. But I also know from my own personal experience that some of the biggest limitations we face are the ones we create, the ones we manufacture in our own minds, in our own lives. And I was reminded this week that some people who claim to want change in their life, and I believe they really do, but they become so comfortable in their dysfunction or so comfortable with things not going well, things not working out, that when things start to work, they sabotage it. It's the very definition of creating these limitations. Some people get so comfortable with dysfunction that when there's not dysfunction, they manufacture it. Make sure that isn't you. Look in the mirror. These are hard questions to look in the mirror and say, I am my own worst enemy right now. And not to beat yourself up, but to recognize it, be aware of it. Awareness is the first step towards change and then making progress. This is what happened to me. Today's episode is not for everyone. When I talk about enemies, I'm not talking about countries or different people necessarily. I'm talking about forces out there. Forces that can be your enemy. Enemies drive us to do things we wouldn't normally do. Today's episode, if what you're doing is already working, you don't need what I'm going to talk about today. Jump to another episode, find something that will resonate with you. Whatever you're doing, if it's working, keep doing it. But if it's not working, I got a strategy for you today to help turn the tables. When I looked in the mirror at some things I wanted in my life, I realized they're there for the taking, but I was getting in my own way. In today's society, people make people their enemies. There's war everywhere. Politics has become enemy-centric. Religions have all these enemies. You don't have to look far on social media to find people commenting negatively, making other people their enemies, so to speak. But true enemies in our personal lives, the ones that drive us to do things we wouldn't normally do, to make the impossible possible, to take new ground. Those enemies are what's. They're forces. They're not who's. They're not people. For example, a few years ago, I was in debt. Going back to being comfortable in dysfunction, I had talked myself out of ever getting out of debt. Ever. It's impossible. It's not going to happen. I became comfortable in the sewage that was debt. Now, can you imagine that picture, that visualize that? Living in squalor and sewage, walking through feet of liquid sewage. I know it's gross. It's disgusting. That was debt. And I was living in it and I was comfortable with it. Didn't mean I liked it. But it wasn't until I made debt my enemy and got out of bed with it. I mean, it was always my enemy, but I believed it was too big, so I got comfortable with it. I didn't believe I could defeat it. But the little things that made up debt became my enemy. Not having a savings account. Not being able to invest for my future. The things I couldn't do with my finances and the ball and chain it created in my mind. Reality of debt. These things became my enemy. I have an associate, a very successful entrepreneur that I've worked with in the past. He came from low poverty. You know, he's worked his way up, lives in a great house. His finances are great. He's built very successful businesses. And he says, I asked him, what drives you? He said, the wolf is always at the door. That means that past, that enemy, that debt, that poverty, it's always at the door. That's what drove him. And sometimes what drives us isn't pretty. We need an enemy. That is the mentality that the wolf is hunting you and you have to want to win. You can't reason with the wolf, yet we try. I tried it with debt. I tried it with things I wanted in my life, weight loss, fitness. It's okay. I can just buy bigger clothes. It's okay. I look okay. It holds us back. Studies have shown that we will do more and rise to new levels when we have an enemy to fight. And again, I'm talking about forces, not people. Many of you have heard of the miracle on ice that happened in 1980 when the United States Olympic hockey team won a gold medal. Ultimately, what propelled them to that gold medal was defeating a Russian team that was, by average, 10 years older than the kids on the U.S. Olympic team, who were all college-age kids, playing professional hockey players from Russia. But the enemy was too big. When the U.S. Olympic hockey team got together, Russia was an animal in hockey. And in a scrimmage game or a practice game or a preliminary game that didn't count towards the standings in the Olympics, Russia beat the United States something like 15-2. It was just impossible. And the head coach of the U.S. Olympic hockey team, his name was Herb Brooks, he knew that the enemy was too big, that the U.S. Olympic team would never believe they could beat Russia. So he made himself the enemy. He started breaking down smaller pieces that they did believe they could rally and defeat. They bonded over a common enemy. They became close and they fought for each other. At first, it was their coach. Their coach made himself the enemy of the players. But by bonding and believing they could defeat smaller enemies, they did the unimaginable when they beat the USSR, the Soviet Union. They had a common enemy. When I look back to January 1st, 2024, and I got on the scale like I do every January 1st to make a plan to lose weight, I realized I was comfortable in my dysfunction. I did not have an enemy. And the number 200 became my enemy. I never wanted to see it again. 200 became a common enemy when I introduced accountability with a friend who was also over 200, never wanted to see 200 again. Here we have a common enemy joining forces. Two is better than one. This wasn't just a nice thing. I don't want to see 200 again. Isn't that cute? It was a mantra. I had true disgust for that number and for this situation or year after year of my weight fluctuating. I was sick and tired of this situation. And when you're sick and tired and disgusted of something, that drives change. We need an enemy, a force to defeat. Just look at all the areas where people achieve greatness. It so often involves an enemy. Sports teams, projects, corporate teams, nonprofits, movements. Farm Animal Refuge, I talk about this place frequently on my podcast. It's a farm animal refuge is what it's called, FAR. They take in farm animals. They're out east of San Diego. They've dedicated their lives to this. They have an enemy that's a force out there when people mistreat animals, when they abuse animals. Movements out there, every single one, whether it's breast cancer, other nonprofits, other groups, an enemy. It's usually a force they're trying to defeat that drives them and leads them to do hard things. Because let's face it, we want to overcome our self-imposed limits and get where we haven't been before. We are going to face some mental hurdles. We need something to drive us. How can this work for you? Where do you need an enemy to fight? Softness and weakness have no place in achievement. We need a warrior mentality. Strengthen your values, your belief in what's possible. You need something to fight. An opponent, but deeper. An enemy to defeat. Not everywhere in life, you don't always have to have a chip on your shoulder. You can stop and enjoy life. This isn't pervasive in every area, but an enemy in one area right now where you want achievement, accomplishment, a breakthrough. Maybe it's weight loss. Maybe it's fitness. Maybe it's debt. Making more money. Getting a promotion. Maybe you've got some health challenges. For me, I've got a big enemy. He has no face. It's called arthritis. And I've got it in my hip and it has been debilitating to me in several areas. It's an enemy. I'm battling it every day. And now I'm doing some really hard things to combat it. The enemy can do you some huge favors. The enemy can motivate you. The enemy will keep you on your toes, alert and aware. The enemy will keep you doing what you know you need to do even when you don't feel like it. And that is one of the big secrets of breaking through limits, of being successful. It's doing what you know you need to do even when you don't feel like it. This is the key, to keep fighting when you don't feel like an enemy can motivate us to do that. Define an enemy in your vision. What are you going after? What do you want? What do you truly want? And what is the enemy you are defeating? You need to get past that. You need to defeat and win. Enemies align us with unseen forces, with allies. I go back to my weight loss in the first quarter of this year. I had an ally. Once I made that enemy, I had an ally. An ally came out of the woodwork. Same thing with my arthritis. When I decided I wasn't a victim, I wasn't going to fall victim to this. Oh, there's nothing I can do. I'm just getting older. No, it is my enemy. It must be defeated. All of a sudden, unseen forces started to come to my aid and I started to see a way out. I guarantee your enemy, if you create one, you'll have people out there who want to align with you, who want to help you, unseen forces, because it becomes a common enemy. When I was doing research for this episode, I came across a Forbes magazine article and said, when you have clarity about what you're working against, you also have clarity about what you're working towards and why. Let me repeat that. When you have clarity about what you're working against, you also have clarity about what you're working towards and why. So oftentimes, we know what we want, but we don't define what we don't want and why we don't want it. This conjures up a feeling. I hope you can feel it and hear it in my voice. The things I don't want in my life, I never want that again. It disgusts me. It's my enemy. What is it for you? I hear all the time people wishing, people wanting. Wishes aren't going to come true in a wishing well. We have to work for them. Is your why strong enough? Because a true why will drive you and push you to action, keep you motivated, and the enemy will help and create to create and sustain that why. What is your enemy? What are you fighting? All throughout history, common enemies brought people together and made them do more. The enemy keeps us focused, innovative, creative, motivated, and inspired. In business, a common enemy with your customers creates empathy. Empathy is the greatest force in relationships, sales, and marketing. We all want to throw rocks at our enemies. And when people join us, we can move mountains. I've been thinking about this a lot. How defeating an enemy motivates me, fires me up. Putting something in the way of my goals that I must defeat. This podcast exists because you and I have a common enemy. It's the limits we create in our own mind, our own self-sabotage, our unrealized potential, these self-imposed limits, taking a stand for being great, for growing, for reaching new levels in our life. Recently, looking in the mirror, after the first quarter of this year, I lost 16 pounds, went from 202 to 186. But I had a realization that as I looked in the mirror with my shirt off, I couldn't picture my love handles ever being gone. They've been with me for so long that I'm comfortable in that dysfunction. I can't picture a six-pack abs or being leaner. And this isn't vanity. This is wanting to be somewhere I've never been in my life. But for the first time in a long time, decades, I looked in the mirror and I said, there's some transformation happening here and I like who I am becoming. I'm becoming stronger, leaner, and healthier. But I needed to do something to take a stand to make sure that enemy was in the way. I had to ask for help, which is a hard thing for me. I had reached a level that I've reached before. But it's time to break through a new limit. And so I had to ask a fitness professional for help. This is part of having an enemy. We can't defeat every enemy on our own. Today, take a stand. I'm trying to get you to rise up to your limitation and what is holding you back. If someone was attacking someone you love, you'd rise to the occasion. This is a different kind of enemy, but it's just as moving, leading you to massive action, your mission. My friends, what is your enemy that can help you get across the finish line and do things you have never done before to take new ground to get where you have never been? You need an enemy. All right, today's application, three pieces of application. Number one, think back to how you came together with people over a common enemy. Has it happened in your life? I think back to results when I've done it in my business life, I've done it in my personal life. Think about how enemies help people rise to the occasion. When it comes to your ideas and goals, number two, How can you put an enemy in between you and them? What are you trying to defeat? Get really clear on your why, and then get clear on why you don't want certain things in your life. It's awesome to want more money, want more finances, to be a blessing to others. But it's just as motivating. Say, I want to be a blessing to others, and my enemy is looking at my bank account and not seeing enough money to give when somebody's in crisis or some nonprofit I want to support. This does not have to be altruistic either. One of my enemies is looking in my bank account and not having enough money to travel or do the things I want to do. One of my enemies is not being able to go out to dinner. Is that vain? I don't know. I don't care. It drives me. Because when one of my adult children come to town and they want to go out to eat, I want to pay for it. I want to go wherever they want to go. And number three, I want you to visualize people out there. Some of them you know already. Some of you don't know. The people you'll meet, the unseen forces that will come to your aid when you have an enemy to defeat. Because common enemies drive us to do so much. And when you're clear on what you're defeating, what you're sick and tired of in your life, that disgust, that disdain will drive you to action. And unseen forces are out there. You will inspire people. And amazing things will happen. There are groups of people out there, unseen forces waiting to come to your aid. My friends, enemies can motivate us. They can keep us focused. They can keep us going even when we don't want to, more than any beautiful why. And again, if that's working for you, great. But it wasn't working for me. What I needed was an enemy to drive me. And now I've got a new enemy. It's a force. And now unseen forces are continuing to come to my aid to keep me focused. Enemies will get you doing what you know you need to do even when you don't feel like it, and you'll be able to help others. My friends, you need an enemy to help you break through limits. And when you do, you will be limitless.